got this turned on, and I'll just, for the record, I like to have this on there. It's July the 21st. If you don't care, just state your name and where we are today. Just go ahead and do that.
Well, you mean right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you want me to put it in?
Yeah, that's fine. Just so that we have you stating your own name, you can just go ahead.
I am Faye Combs Eastep.
Okay.
I don't know what else you want.
That's fine. That's just fine. And now, of course, we've been visiting a little while today and getting to know each other. But first of all, why don't you tell me where you grew up? I know we've talked about this earlier, but so we can get it on the tape, where you grew up and went to school and things.
Well, I grew up in Hineman.
Uh-huh.
And went to school here.
Okay.
Took my piano lessons here.
And now, did you go to school, did you start off in kindergarten?
Yeah.
Here in Hineman.
I went to that building up there where the chimney is standing now.
That's right.
And we had clay, and I can remember us playing with that clay, and I hated to see that kindergarten be torn down so bad.
Yeah.
I told your daddy the other day, I went up there to buy a book, one of these Knox County.
History.
They are heavy.
Yeah, I know.
And I went up there to buy a book, and I said, I think it is a disgrace that these buildings were all torn down, and I knew it wasn't my business.
Yeah.
But it hurts me every time I drive up that road.
I know, gosh, oh, they tore those down. I don't even know,
it was before he came.
Yeah, like the 60s and things.
They started tearing them down.
I think some of them, did the kindergarten, it burnt down, I think.
It what?
I think the old kindergarten burnt down. I think it caught on fire. Oh, it's been a while, though, because that seems like it was.
Well, I thought they tore it down.
They might, I don't know. I don't know.
I never did know of it burning, but now I could be all wrong.
I just remember there were, because back in the early years, there were so many fires and things. So now you went to kindergarten over there, and then you went to grade school.
Yeah. And they had a big, the chimney's big.
Yeah.
Fireplace.
Uh-huh.
And they had a band that would keep the fire going, and have the coal in there and the wood and what all they need. And we sat around those little long tables, not very high off the floor. And that's where we played. Oh, we thought that's the finest thing. When we played with that clay and they would show us and tell us what animals and things to make.
Well, that's pretty neat.
And it just, you just wanted to go to kindergarten so bad you didn't want. I said, I think everybody pronounces that kindergarten, but it's a T.
I know. I say it that way too.
Kindergarten. Now that is really the way that's supposed to be, but I never do.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I just enjoyed that. And you weren't afraid. One bit afraid to let your child walk from home here in town.
That's right, because you lived at home. You didn't live on the
ground. I lived where I told you the preacher.
That's right.
So my daddy had that built.
And so you would just walk down to school.
And we had a playhouse around where they dug out and built that garage.
Right.
Yeah, we thought we had the finest playhouse. And we'd make lemonade and there's a girl that played with us. There's an old lady that she lived with, stayed across from us, across the highway. Well, that wasn't the highway, just a little narrow road. And she would bring stuff from her house. And we'd make the lemonade and sometimes we'd sell that lemonade just with paper money. For paper money, it's just comical what children will do.
Yeah.
But that right today feels more like home to me than this does.
Yeah. Because that's where you grew up, I mean.
Yeah. That's really where I grew up.
Yeah.
And so then he had to, he sold it.
Right.
And had to, he sold it to the Parsonage.
Yeah.
And had to find this place. And this stone that was taken out of this place right here, you know where Sheldon Maggard's store was?
Right.
Where I told you Broad would sit on that wide ledge in the, in the window and look over that way. He was thinking about home. Because I knew him pretty well.
Yeah.
And he was, to me, smarter than the other one. But he was thinking about all that.
Yeah.
How he was raised there. And everybody had a cow. You couldn't go in a store in this town and buy a quart of milk.
Because everybody had their own.
They had to have their own cows. Yeah. There wasn't any milk brought in here.
Yeah.
And you had to have your own cow. And they fixed pastures for them, you know. And then finally, way after so long, they started, when the road started being built, you know, and all, and they could drive in.
Yeah.
All right. They started bringing the milk. And so I said, you know, back then, people had it hard.
I'd say so.
Now, when you get to thinking about what they went through, my grandmother, she was the sweetest little old thing it was. We were crazy about her, you know. She's about 5 feet tall. And she's loved us to death. And she lived in that house. They built that house that was next to the old Baptist church that burned.
Okay.
And across from Doc Kelly's house, kind of.
Yeah.
More or less across from it. I believe Doc Kelly's the one that finally bought it after Grandma and Grandpa both were dead. And we would go out there, and she had two daughters that lived in St. Louis. And they were Dora and Allie. Well, Aunt Dora married a lawyer, and Aunt Allie married a Daniels. I don't know what he did, but anyhow, Grandma would go to St. Louis to visit them, you know. Go down to Prestonburg, I guess ride a horse from here to Lackey, and get on the train, and they'd meet her then at Prestonburg on the train. You had to go across a bridge. And I remember there was a toll house. I stayed down there about every summer because Aunt Mint and Uncle French didn't have a girl. I believe Uncle Burnham had a girl. But the others, there were three boys and Uncle French's.
Yeah.
One doctor and two lawyers. And they all did. You know, Uncle French and Uncle Burnham left here and went, they were lawyers. And my daddy went to, what is the name of that school down at Lexington that teaches old typing and all that stuff? It's got a name.
I'm not sure if I know.
It's got a name. It's kind of hard to. Oh, it's high to go there to that school today.
In Lexington?
Yeah. Now, can you think of the name of a old school? It was the first college.
Transylvania. Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
He went to Transylvania.
Yeah, that's a good school.
Well, Uncle Joe went there too. And he was the one, he had a PhD. And he wrote poetry and all that stuff. Now, they've about quit mentioning him, but they've got him down at Louisville. They've got him Lexington, you know, got him everywhere. Well, my dad went to Transylvania. and he studied business. Well, he could type. Now, this is a terrible tale to tell, and I guess people wouldn't believe me. But he could type 135 words a minute.
My goodness.
Now, you know that's going to town.
I can't imagine. I'd never be able to do that.
And he was really good. Well, he and Uncle French, now that's his brother, they never did hit it off like they should. Whether they meant any harm toward each other. But they had the courthouse in an old building down there at Callaway Napier's, across from Callaway Napier's.
Okay.
I think it had been a movie house, silent movies house at one time. Because we'd want to go and see one that was continued, you know, a movie that was continued, and they didn't say a word, you know. They just had music going, and we just had to watch it. You wouldn't believe what we went through and what we had to go through. I don't guess, but it's all true.
That's something. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, my daddy was a court reporter then. In this old courthouse now. They've never built one up where that one is now. And so they took that for a courthouse for a while.
Yeah.
And he was the court reporter. And I do not know today what happened. But my daddy must have got so mad at one of them, I think it was Uncle French, his own brother.
Uh-oh.
And Hillard Smith, you've heard of Hillard Smith, lived in that White House out where they're going to tear down that old high school.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're going to tear that down. And Hazard's going to take part of it.
Hmm.
No, I don't think that's right. And they're building this.
Yeah, the new board out there.
This is a superintendent's building they're building up here on 160.
Yeah.
And they're wanting to take part of that stone and do something with it, and they want to keep part of it here and back.
Hmm.
And he could type like nobody's business.
That's amazing. Did you all, when you were in school at Hyman, did you all ever have typing or anything like that? Or
no, we didn't have any. I tell you what I hated too. We didn't have any foreign language. I said old Latin and Cicero and Caesar. And
you did have Latin?
Yeah,
you
we had
Latin,
but we had no French, no Spanish, no nothing like that.
Yeah, I know they had French at one time, but that must have been
later. Well, it's later. It was after I left
after
there,
you were there.
After I got through.
Well, what kinds of classes, I guess, talking about high school, did you enjoy? Like, which ones?
Well, I enjoyed about all of them.
Did you?
Oh, and we had the cooking. I told you about the cooking classes.
Well, tell me about that again. I think that's interesting.
Okay. We had, when we graduated, of course, we went over to the, where the grades went up to 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And that was where the library is right now.
Okay.
And, that's where we had our dinner, you know, they have for the alumni and all like that. Well, don't you know, they made the freshmen fix it.
That's what people said. They told me that.
What was that like? I got so mad. I said, this was not right, putting this on us. But they had been doing it to the rest of them, back of us.
Right. I guess so you'd know how to prepare all that. I don't know.
Well, I don't think we prepared all of it. We told them we couldn't.
Yeah, or you had to serve it.
And I think at the school they prepared some of it at the...
Yeah.
Over there at the kitchen, you know. And so we had a sewing class. Now, we had a lot of things that were good. And my mother was a real good seamstress, and she got it from right over there. Hmm. She took weaving.
Really?
They taught weaving.
Uh-huh.
Honey, where you push these things. And I'm so sorry that I didn't try to take that on the side some way outside of school.
But your mother did?
My mother did. And so, and she took sewing lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one teacher. I'm afraid to mention any names, and they're gone and dead now, I guess.
Yeah.
But we had a Miss Courtney. Now, I don't believe that anybody living ever went to her. I don't know.
I haven't heard her name mentioned.
But she was a sewing teacher. Well, we made our aprons that we were to serve the night that they had the alumni, we'd call now. And it had a band around here and gathered skirts, you know, in a pocket here, and straps behind that buttoned down to the band that went around our waist. So in the sixth grade, we made our aprons that we were to serve in for that year when they graduated, you know. And I was scared to death. I had poured hot coffee on somebody. That's what scared me.
That would scare me.
I was going around them and over them. And, and yeah, sure, you'd have been scared. Well, you see, that's not that way. I don't know who serves it now.
We do. The people that work there, I do.
Well.
I usually work it.
Yeah. Well, I know they don't. Don't make the ones.
No, not. It wouldn't. It's not
like,
the same as
like
it used to
when
be.
I was. It's different that way.
Yeah.
But I didn't care to do it. But we made her aprons, and then she thought we were good enough to start a dress. Well, my mother sent me to the store to pick out my material what I wanted. Well, I picked it out. And we were making right cute dresses, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I went to Miss Courtney. Now, that was her name. Miss Courtney. And I went to her for some help on that dress. I don't remember what part, but I took the scissors and the dress. And I get to thinking back, and I don't know how anybody stood it, but we didn't have many like that. She said, "Faye, just as mean as any human."
Oh my goodness.
Come to find out, she stayed there 1 year. They got rid of her.
She must not have been very popular.
They were afraid from away from here. We had no local teachers.
Right.
Not one local teacher did we have in that school when I was going. They'd get them from out east. And some of them were rich people. And they'd get, these rich people would come in and teach and work and do, and they had, what did they call them when they sent them out to beg for money? What would they call them? Well, that's what they had, two or three that they sent on the road and sent to school, and they said we didn't know what silk hose were. Oh, they told the biggest lot of stories on us. We got so mad we like died. Now we weren't full up and stocked with silk hose at that time.
Right.
But we had silk hose.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they just tell things that weren't true to get money.
Yeah.
And it made some of us so mad we couldn't see straight, because they'd bring them in here and let them go out and do that. Now, that was Miss Stone and Miss Pettit, you know. And I can remember those two. Now, I wasn't born when they came here, but I can remember them well.
You remember both of them real well? What do you remember about Miss Pettit?
Well, just that she came in here and they put up, right at the start, they had to put up tents.
Right.
And then in cool weather, I don't know what in the world they did, because I wasn't here.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't born when they came in here. See, they came here in 1902.
Right.
And when they had the 50, have they got anything that they can show that on over there now? Do you know of anything that your dad or anybody's got?
About the 50th anniversary?
Their 50th anniversary.
There's a newspaper that was done, but I don't...
Well, Sheldon Maggard drove the wagon.
Uh-huh.
And they, you know, when Uncle Sol Everidge went over there, he heard him about being in Hazard.
Uh-huh.
And he must have been hot weather because he walked barefoot to Hazard.
Yeah.
And asked those women if they would come there and have a school so his grandchildren can get an education.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they decided to come. Well, this when they had this 50th thing, it showed it all. They had that hillside. We called it the hillside.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they dug up, built up, and, but it was between. It was between the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they was living, standing.
Mm-hmm.
And the orchard house.
Okay, yeah.
Now that was the orchard house right there where they eat doll now.
Uh-huh.
That's what they named it, the orchard house.
Okay.
And it was, can you take any of this out if it's not right?
Well, people say different things sometimes because things change.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I mean, the person that'll look at it will
Listen,
know the fact.
There are things that they put in the newspaper, you know, that, what's that called, that David,
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they'll check everything. Like, we have, because we have all these journals and papers and things that are dated and things where they can look back and find out about buildings. And
Yeah,
there's ways of finding out.
Well...
Because it's hard for everybody to remember the same, you know, the same thing.
They don't remember it the same way.
Right, yeah.
But now they've told some things in that paper that absolutely are not true. Now, I know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing won't interest you probably one bit. Or, I don't know. Now, Grandpa Estep and Grandpa Estep, I didn't know them. I didn't know
right.
them. But they came here from Virginia,
uh-huh.
St. Paul. And she had an uncle, Charlie Neal. They've put his name in there as three or four different names.
Hmm.
And he wasn't married, and he came here to Bosco. And you know, there are a lot of people that are just land crazy. Instead of, say, being money crazy, they just buy up every inch of land they could get. Well, he put this store up, and he could not read nor write. Now she sat, Grandma Estep, after we married, and Bart, you never did sit down and ask her any of this stuff, or she'd tell him.
Yeah.
But I did. I'd listen for hours. And she was kin to... what's her name? That married to Cash. The Carter that married.
Oh, June Carter.
June Carter Cash. She was related to her.
Hmm.
Grandma was a Carter before she married Nathaniel Estep.
Hmm.
Of course, that's getting over in Floyd County now. That's not about the school, but I told I called old David one day. I said, they're getting these things all mixed up because Grandma knew what she told me was true. And so, but she told me that she didn't have, when she came over here, but this Uncle Charlie went to Cincinnati to bring in goods. So sometimes they'd bring it down the river on a boat and then put it in something that they could get it at Tabasco, you know, where he was. Why he ever, I don't know now. I wish I'd have asked her more. Why he ever came to Pasco, I don't know. But what I tell, I want to tell the truth, and Grandma knew. And she just had real good, she was real good mentally.
Yeah.
And so she said that he ran a store. And, you know, they traded with gold then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess you've read about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she said that he would get that gold, and he would pull up a board under the floor and have this gold in pots. Mm-hmm. I guess they were iron pots or something, and put it under that floor. Well, now, you know, somebody seen him, because after he died with smallpox.
Mm-hmm.
It had started in Cincinnati, and he went there to get goods, they called it. That's what they called it. He went to get goods. And he came back and was real sick. And there was nothing they could doctor it with.
At that time there wasn't.
No. And he died. And he left everything he had. Grandma had one brother. And Ballard Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And Ethel Sturgill, you know her.
Yeah, I know her well.
Her grandpa was a brother to Grandma Estep.
Hmm.
So that's how much kin Barty was to them, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, that's not a whole lot, but it's kin.
Yeah.
He decides to sell all his land, the air over there, and go to Prestonburg. And he was really what you call a builder. The high school at Wayland, and the one that was at Garrett, and I think they've torn the Garrett one down. They finally built one. And he was he was one that built those high schools.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he sold his part of land there, and he had bought it from Bosco to Garrett.
Hmm.
That Uncle Charlie Neal had.
Yeah.
I know that don't interest you too much when Barty was raised over there, but I told him that they had. I told David, I said, they've got things wrong here, because Grandma wouldn't have sit and told me that.
Yeah. It's hard to...
I'd talk to her for hours.
To keep everything straight, I think, over the years between people.
And I could remember, though, well. I could remember. Better than I can now, even.
Yeah.
And
I know that's why I wanted to make sure I got to talk to you, because it's... I've been trying to find people that lived here different times.
Yeah, well, I've got off on into Floyd County.
Oh, well, that's okay. Like, one question I really think is interesting is just finding out about, you know, going being in school and things. I mean, of course it would have been a lot different, but a lot of things would have been the same. You know, you still had to do your homework and go to class.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I guess one thing that I wanted to get from you is, what was it like being in high school then? Did you graduate in 28?
Yeah.
Okay. So you graduated from high school in 1928. That's what I thought. What was it? You know, that's a totally different time period. What was it like going to school in Hindman then?
Well, it's just like you get out here and wade a mud hole. You didn't have any streets, any sidewalks.
Yeah.
They told us never to get in the water.
Uh-huh.
And like the forks.
Right.
Forks of the creek.
The creek.
A lot. Especially boys would skate on that water up to school.
Really, when it was frozen?
Yeah.
Huh, that's funny.
Well, I thought one day I'd just love to get on there. Well, I did. And one of my legs went through it. Mm-hmm. He had thought enough.
Yeah.
Well, I said, I'll get skinned over this. Well, I went home. My daddy wasn't home then. And my mother said, now, you remember what your daddy told you? Never to get on that ice. I said, I remembered. And I'll never. Right, pretty dresses, but they weren't formals or anything like that.
So you all just had more of like a simpler graduation, or just
simple. It was simple.
Okay.
Yeah. It was simple. And just not, because my mother could have made me a real. Mm-hmm. Well, she did make me a pretty dress for graduation, but it wasn't formal, you know.
Right.
You didn't go half naked then.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't let you way down here and way down the back cut out, mm-hmm. you know, like they do. I don't know if they do that up here or not.
Well, no, now everybody wears the cap and gown, you know.
Yeah.
The black cap
and gown. No, we didn't have any cap and gown.
Okay.
We just had our dresses on.
Uh-huh.
And the boys, they usually had a suit on.
Yeah, I think that would be nice. I mean, that sounds like it would be a look real pretty.
I thought it was pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And then we usually had a pretty good crowd, you know, of the folks, of the ones that were graduating.
Do you remember about how many people you graduated with?
Yeah. Wait just a minute now. Geneva Smith, you remember her.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Duke, he finally made it. And Topsy Clark. Oh, Lord. I know one died not too long after that. Can't think of his name. Now there was maybe 7 or 8.
In your graduating class?
That was all.
Hmm. Isn't that amazing? You think about now, there's like 200 in a class, or?
That's right. No, it's nothing like that.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty neat, though.
Because you see, we had to start when they came here. And we got ready to go to school, old enough to go to school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't, as I said, I wasn't even born when they came here.
Right.
And so we'd, but now they tried to teach us things.
Yeah.
I don't think they do that now. Do they teach sewing and cooking?
Some places have home ec, but I never had any of those classes. When I was in school.
Well, I sure got scared to death, Miss Courtney.
It sounds like
she
it.
She said, Faye, well, I didn't know what I'd done. And I said, yes. She said, don't you ever hand those scissors to me like that again. I never did finish my tale. And I said, well, how am I handing them to you? And the points were toward her.
Oh, that's why.
Well, she never had told us not to do that.
Yeah. Mm.
So I said, well, I wasn't going to job you with them.
You weren't trying to stab her.
But I knew that if I sassed that woman, because I never did sass any of them.
Yeah.
I'd get F.
You'd be in
right
trouble.
On that sewing glass.
Good thing you didn't.
Huh?
It's a good thing you didn't then.
No, I knew I'd better not. But now we didn't have many teachers. We had one, Miss Foote.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything like that one. And she just stayed 1 year. They got rid of them.
Huh.
When the children didn't make good grades and didn't care for these teachers, they got them out of here.
I guess that's kind of good, though. I mean, you wouldn't want to. I mean, it was good for you all to not have to be stuck with them.
Yeah. It was good for us. they tried their best to bring in the best teachers here.
Yeah.
And then some of ours got through high school and went to college and started teaching. One by one, they'd come back here to teach, right. You know. Now, Betty Pratt was one.
Mm-hmm.
You know her. I bet you she taught English up there 45 years.
That's amazing.
You can ask her and she can tell you. You know, she's...
I know, she's real sick.
What do you call that?
Is it Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I know. I would have loved to have gotten to talk to her, but I knew that I couldn't.
Have you talked to her anymore?
No.
Well, they're supposed to be home, I think, in about a week. It was supposed to have been 2 weeks, not long ago. And before I went down to Bob's, it's supposed to be they'd be back in 2 weeks, but they don't stay up there any. I don't have anybody living close to me.
Mm-hmm.
Shelby and Mavis out here, and I kind of hate to go. Both of them sick. But they treat me real nice, you know.
Well, that's good.
But I've never been across that highway walking since I was in the hospital.